This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
BJ and Jamie.
I may have jury duty on Wednesday.
I know. When do you have to call?
I got to call them Tuesday. Is that right?
I don't.
Tomorrow. Tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, you call the night before. Yeah.
I know, but like what time?
It says on the sheet. It should say like 5 p.m. or something.
After 5 p.m.
Yeah. After
5 p.m. You got to call this number. Boom, boom, boom.
What if you get sequestered and then you won't even be there for the St. Patrick's Day parade?
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. I have no idea what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I've never had to do a jury. I've gone down probably 4 or 5 times, I think it is.
Yeah,
you know,
I've been
since
down
I've been
once.
In Colorado.
Yeah,
but I've never been picked for a jury. So
remember that one time I took an Uber from work, right?
Yeah.
Remember I went down there and like your address doesn't match Denver or whatever. Remember I came right back.
Yeah.
I was like, well, that was a waste of Uber.
Yeah, they found the flaw.
Yeah, because my driver's license doesn't match whatever. It's a whole thing.
Yeah, and I think that if they actually knew that we did this show, I don't think they would take me.
Yeah, because they know that you're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
Even though you're not supposed to, you know, they tell you not to, but you can't help it.
No, you've got to mention that you're down, you know, at the courthouse.
Right.
I was on a trial or
this
whatever.
This guy is guilty.
Yeah, I don't think they would pick you if they just knew. Should I tell them?
Yeah.
It's probably a recording.
Well, it's
line,
a recording.
Though,
yeah.
But even when I show up, I should say something.
Because I was a witness to somebody that got hit by a car.
Yeah.
And they tried to, what did they call it? Where you can't talk. What's it called?
A gag order?
Yeah. The other side said, she's on the radio, and she even mentioned she was coming here. And I was like, I have to explain why this is in...
Why you're going to be gone.
Yeah, in Castle Rock, in Douglas County. I had to explain on the air why I'm leaving the show early. And the judge is like, we're not going to make her have a gag order. It's fine. I was like,
right.
Thank you, judge. Because I think she knew I couldn't keep my mouth shut.
And it's got nothing to do with thinking that you're better than being on a jury or whatever. I mean, it's a civic duty to do it. I am going to show up if they call for me. It's just that they usually don't like people in the media to be on a jury. They want just a common person out there with an open mind, you know, as far as going into it. Not me. I already know if they're guilty or not.
Because you
trial.
Watch crime shows.
Yeah. I can look at them and tell.
And here's the other thing is, I have this theory about people in unhappy marriages.
Yeah.
Wanting to be on jury duty. Because I will tell you, I have this whole thing where one of my girlfriends, she also got a summons, right?
Yeah.
And she's like, oh my God, I hope I get picked. I'm so excited because she has 4 kids. And they're 4 littles. I mean, they're all under the age of 12.
That's a crazy house
right
there.
Yeah, 4 kids under the age of 12. She's like, I can't wait. I hope I get picked. I go, what if you get sequestered? She's like, even better.
They're forcing you to take a break from your family. Like,
and her husband can't do anything about
it,
right?
Well, that's sad. Not my situation at all.
No. Yeah, that's what you told
that's
us.
That's really
no.
sad.
Yeah.
You're like,
really
I hope I get it. I go, why?
No, JB.
You're like, because my father-in-law lives in my basement.
You said you hope to go for like a year.
Yeah, you did say that.
Folks are lying to you. Do you really think that BJ would say something like that behind the scenes? Of course not.
No.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.